Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. That's right. It is time for the good stuff in 2025. Can you believe it, Mike?
It is 2025. Already several days into it. Almost a week into the month.
Yeah, indeed. We're very close to a full week into the month. Can you believe it? It's going to go just as fast as every other year. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Visit tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
What are you going to read today on the good stuff? Do you have something exciting for us?
Well, I've got a couple of little things. I've got seven prayers for January.
Seven prayers for January. I don't think I've heard that one.
And I have a piece that Bob Jensen from over at Crookston, Nebraska sent to us.
Well, let's do it.
He's always got great humor that he shares with us. There's a weary salesman knocked on another door, fully expecting to have it slammed in his face. Sure enough, the older woman who answered angrily demanded that he leave once she figured out why he was there, then went to shut the door. The door bounced back open, and the woman shouted, "Get your foot out of my door!" "Ma'am," the salesman began, when the woman again tried to slam the door in his face. Once again, it bounced back open. "I said to get your foot out of my door!" One more time, she tried to slam the door, and one more time, it bounced open. "Ma'am," the salesman started again. "I want you off my property," the woman screams. She tried to slam the door a fourth time, only for it to bounce open again. "Ma'am," the salesman yelled as he beat a hasty retreat down the sidewalk, "you'll be able to close your door if you move your cat out of the way."
Oh, gee. That's not good.
Thank you so much, Bob. And I think Cricket had a little to do with that maybe, too.
Probably in the background somewhere.
They're both just sitting there laughing. I know they are.
Okay, do you have something else?
Yeah, I see you're over there scrambling, so I'll cover for you. It's okay, honey. All right, seven prayers for January. I got this from the Valentine Senior Center. Wishing you grace, love, joy, and new energy every day. May your finances multiply. May your health improve. May your family be loved. May your friends be blessed. May your pains lessen. May your worries disappear. May God bless you and hold you in the palm of his hand today and always. That's the seven prayers for January. What a perfect time for them.
Here's a little story called More or Less Guilty. I do not know the author. And a reminder, if you're sending us something, please, if you know the author, include it in an email to kimhburge@gmail.com. More or Less Guilty, author unknown. A defendant isn't happy with how things are going in court, so he gives the judge a hard time. The judge says, "Where do you work?" The defendant says, "Here and there." The judge said, "What do you do for a living?" And the defendant replied, "This and that." Judge said, "Take him away." The defendant said, "Wait, when will I get out?" And the judge's reply, "Sooner or later." They were all being a little bit vague.
They were being very, very vague on that. Hey, not very long ago, I shared when Lee Marvin was on Johnny Carson, and he shared about his hero, Sergeant Keeshan. He said was the bravest man he ever knew. And of course, the sergeant's name, again, Bob Keeshan, you and the world know him as Captain Kangaroo.
Yep.
Yep. Now, along with that piece, we also got one about Mr. Rogers. And the story went that he was a sniper in the military and quite a war hero. But believe it or not, that's not true.
Can't believe everything that you find out there on the internet and stuff.
That's right. That's right. It does go on to say that he was a sniper, a U.S. Navy SEAL. He was not in the military. He's an amazing man. And if you have not seen the documentary that they did, or I guess it's kind of a movie, I'm not quite sure what they call it, but it came out a couple of years ago, I highly recommend that you take time yourself or with your family or with friends and watch the story of Mr. Rogers' life. But just to clear things up, he went to college. He did not go to war.
And just want to ask people how they were doing on their New Year's resolutions almost a week into the new year.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to throw something away, give something away, or put something away every day this year.
Okay.
So that's my goal.
Oh, okay. Very good. Are you keeping track of it or just kind of?
No, just in my mind. I'm just kind of keeping track.
So, all right.
And folks, thanks for listening to great radio stations out there to the good stuff.